Well, I haven't done one of these in a while. Quite frankly, there has been a couple accidents. I was trying to get the backwoods dialed in, and basically, I rode it 3 days, changing things on every single fucking day. Either the bike washed out or something catastrophic happened. Like, every single fucking day, I crashed hard. To the point where, basically, I have permanent scarring on my fucking arm from fucking bull rash. Which fucking sucks, by the way. Fuck you, scooters. Because this is the deal. Skate light rash, completely different than bull rash. Bull rash is basically a friction burn, but all of a sudden now you get a little tiny particles of aluminum in you because of the fucking stupid ass scooters. That shit doesn't blow out of the bowl. It'll blow off a fucking transition park. It'll blow off a fucking goddamn set of wooden ramps and stuff, but it doesn't blow out of the bowl. And, yeah, that kind of fucked me up. And then, 2 weeks ago, I, fucking gave myself a fucking concussion. But, this time it was on the, I believe I was riding the Williams. And I hit the ground so fucking hard, I broke my fucking open face helmet. Yeah. So it's been a dealio. I've added a couple new bikes to the fleet. I got a King Cloud, and like I was saying, the King fucking Backwoods is a new addition. That's the reason why I was trying to fucking get it dialed in. Long story short, with that one, the Backwoods is dialed. I've had a couple friends already tell me that basically it feels like a pro bike, which is satisfying because of the fact that not that much money went into that one. I think I built that one with used parts and probably spent a grand total of about $2,000 building it. I mean, granted, yeah, to most BMXers, $2,000 to build a fucking bike is a fucking significant amount of money. But I'm in medical, so I digress. The tire collection is finally up for sale. Pretty much, I got 12 sets of tires up on Marketplace right now for sale. And it's not like basically I'm selling some used ass shit like fucking them fucking tent sitters do. I'm selling tires that basically I tried for a fucking night and was dissatisfied with them and fucking took them off the bike. Turns out the only tire that I actually do like riding is a Brock. I do really want to try one other company, but they sell their tires for almost $50 a piece. So I'm waiting until the next time I go to Europe and I'll just fucking buy a bunch over there. It's cheaper. And I just hinted at basically what tire company that is. But yeah, if you ever go to do a European trip, yeah, that's where you want to buy your really, really high dollar shit. Us Americans make really good products, but we outsource everywhere. Europe, they make really good products, they outsource too, but their cost is so much different because of the fact that all of their shit gets, shipped in on a train, so their shipping cost isn't minimal. With Americans, when we fucking make a product and have fucking made overseas and it's got to come here and it's overseas, it's got to come on a boat, and shipping on a boat ain't cheap. I mean, it's cheaper than flying it in on an airplane, but it ain't cheap fucking delivering shit on a boat. And plus, just like the last 2 years, you got a high possibility that fucking strikes happen and fucking lockdowns happen and boats end up staying out in the fucking water too long and a fucking cargo gets knocked off the fucking boat. One particular company that I don't want to name because it's an embarrassment. I will say this, though, that caused a shit ton of fucking turmoil everywhere. That was one of the parts of why there was a major part shortage, because it was a major company that had it happen. But if you want a bunch of fucking waterlogged parts, go down to the fucking bottom of the ocean between here and Japan, and, yeah, I say Japan because of the fact that the freight liners from China have to go up, and then they go down. They usually go close to Japan. But it's somewhere between here and Japan. Like, fucking, there's a couple of fucking big old cargo fucking things that are, like, at the bottom of the ocean. With millions of dollars of parts in it. But it's all aluminum, so it's probably all garbage right now. Does you think salt eats up steel and chrome moly? Fuck, you should see what it does to aluminum. Fucking the air just fucks aluminum up. So, it's being all said and done and everything. Slowly selling fucking the tires away. I got a couple sets of wheels that I'm selling right now because of the fact that basically I got to make up for not having a fucking cassette. So I'm selling off two coaster sets, including the front wheel, which is dumb. I should just sell the rear wheel. But it's a lot easier to sell a complete than fucking sell like a half-ass. Plus, like, if I sold the fucking rear wheel by itself, like, basically, like, I'd get, like, pennies on the dollar. But selling it as a set, like, basically, like, you know, it's more on the lines of, like, fucking 50 to 75 cents on a dollar. Like, they're brand fucking new. But that money was going to go to a set of custom handmade, no, not cat eye, but profile fucking Galactics. Galactic Minis. My shop's got a set of them, but Profile wasn't really great with their the electrolysis that they did on them, because the front and rear hub, they're similar, but they're not. Like, they're completely different colors if you actually look at them. Like, the main colors are completely different, which is kind of hard. I get it. But if they didn't fucking hand bath them and do it all by hand, it would have been probably more precise. The way that basically G-Sport and all those other companies do is, their bath is, a set of bristles that are, designed so that when they're rolling the hub through the device, the electrolysis happens on these bristles in a sequential way. So that basically the fucking electrolysis happens evenly. Like, both of my G-Spore hubs, which are fucking, you know, they're fucking that oil slick, same goddamn process. The Galactic is basically, they just throw some junk in it. And they turn up the voltage here and there. But the G-Sports are, like, even. Like, the color is fucking almost on the dot fucking perfect. Which says a lot, because I can't stand fucking oil slick at all, but I actually enjoy looking at these hubs. Mainly because of their money. Like, basically, like, the only thing that would basically turn it up to 11 would be, getting a fucking matching, I forgot what the hell they're, the birdcage fucking rims for it. Like, if I could have got those fucking rims, it would have been fucking tight. And, you know, I would have been riding against every single thing that I've ever said about fucking that stupid bullshit fucking trend of fucking fucking oil slick. But it's a high quality fucking deal. It's not like it's fucking salt or some shit where they fucking paint it on. I'm not saying salt paints it on. I'm just saying, like, they're the quality of the salt treatment of fucking their parts to make them oil slick. Like, basically, this shit come, like, it can rub right off, like, in a certain situation. You put the wrong cleaner on your bike, the shit rubs off. Like, the fucking G-Sport hubs, it does not come off. Like, it's embedded. The whole goddamn deal coming up to it, though, is, like, basically those wheels are going to go on the fucking come up. That is the next kink. I got the come up is going to be the next one, and then basically I was going to get the Royale, but the more I look at the Royale, it's not even worth it to me to actually buy that to give out specs on it. And when I say give out specs, I mean, like, literally the simple things. Like, there's, like, every single one of the kink frames is, like, missing a couple specs to make you want to buy them. Like, when Odyssey does a dropout, they'll tell you what it's slammed and what's the maximum fucking, like, draw you can get on the fucking dropout before fucking your axles are hanging off the edge. Kink doesn't do that. They're just like, yeah, it's slammed. Yeah, that's the measurement, the slammed measurement. They don't tell you how long the fucking goddamn dropout is. Which, by the way, different frames have different size dropouts for kink. And unbeknownst to a lot of people, unless you're buying a box build pro bike, the Cloud, the Williams, the fucking, fuck, what the hell is that other one? The black one with the fucking skull seat. Shit, I can't remember what, you know, it's like a, the one that's after the whip. Those three bikes actually all have the same dropout. It's just because of the fact that those are the box builds and they kind of build them a little bit cheaper. They have different geos, don't get me wrong, but, the dropouts are all the same. They're non-fucking, threaded, like, they don't have chain tensioners, they're a little bit thinner than the fucking pro, frames. So, the thing about it is, though, is, like, I tell everybody, like, if you want that Cloud Geo, but you want brakes, get the box build. Like, basically, like, you'll never notice the you know, the major difference of it. Majority of people, basically, once they set the rear wheel, basically, they torque it down hard enough that it's not going to fucking move. And if you have a problem like Mish did, like, last year, that's the female TikTok BMXer, she's cool shit. If you're having a problem with your shit shifting constantly, reevaluate your lockdown nuts on the inside and see if it still has a chamfering on them. Fucking neighbor with the goddamn diesel truck. Man, I was trying to do a podcast outside and I gotta listen to this jackass and a fucking, like, it's the pile of shit diesel, by the way, you know. But yeah, so the major deal is, like, that's the way to go. But, you know, if you want something that's like the Cloud but more pro, and made out of the Senko tubing and everything, the cheapest Senko tubing bike that Kink actually makes is the Backwoods. The Backwoods is actually the best bang for your buck for a pro frame. And I'll tell you this right now, just like everything in my life, I regret not buying that as, you know, sooner than I did. Like, I should have bought the fucking goddamn Backwoods first. But the bike shop didn't have one. All they had was the fucking Contender. And I don't mind buying the Contender first. The Contender first gen fucking blood red is fucking phenomenal. It's a nice looking bike. Let me see the time. Okay. I still got to go to work today. Like, basically, like, it is 3:30 right now, and I clock in at the hospital at around, like, 7. So I got a couple more hours to go. Sounds like a lot, but it's not, because, like, basically, like, it's an hour and a half of fucking prepping to go in. Got to get mindset right, you know? I'm about to deal with goddamn fucking sick people. I'm about to deal with fucking people that are, like, running on a quarter of their brain, you know? Here we go again with Mr. fucking douchebag Diesel. Fucking got to come back through. Fucking up my goddamn podcast audio. Fucking guy. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, you know, basically, like, fuck. And it's not even, like, a fucking strong truck. It's, like, the weakest-ass fucking piece of shit diesel Ford ever made. Probably the reason why it makes so much noise is because of the fact that it's about to fucking blow up. Personally, if I had to buy a diesel, it'd be a fucking Dodge. And I hate Dodge. Mopar sucks. But, yeah, so to get back on the struggles and everything, I still got to go back out and buy another fucking helmet. Here's the deal, guys. Like, when you go and buy a fucking helmet, yeah, you can go to fucking Walmart and pick up a fucking helmet for $20. But you know what? For, like, fucking $15 more, you can go to a bike shop and actually get a fucking helmet that's going to save your brains. Like, this is truth. That helmet that fucking I snapped fucking, you know, I cracked it basically in half fucking a couple days ago. Like, if that was a Walmart helmet, I would have been in the fucking goddamn ICU with fucking tubes coming out of my fucking body in some sort of sedated ass coma. I am not joking. That was a fucking hard-ass impact. And it was just a washout. Like, you can have some fluke-ass shit. I got this one part of the bowl that basically, like, the fucking skateboard fucking retards that actually, like, when they designed the bowl, they did a turn into a turn. So basically, the big bank in the bowl actually fucking, nakedly, it looks like it's fucking flat all the way across into the other bank, but it's not. It actually is a counter bank. So, like, basically, like, you, when you fucking high speed roll through this fucking, the one fucking side of the corner there, and you hit this particular spot, your front tire comes off the fucking ground, and then your rear tire comes off the ground. But meanwhile, your fucking bike is laid on its side, so when you come back down on the ground, you instantaneously fucking find that goddamn aluminum powder from the fucking scooter booters, and you fucking go and land on your side. And it's not like basically like a fucking low side washout. It's like you're in the air and falling out of the sky, and then your tires don't grab. And this is with Brocks. This isn't with like fucking like, you know, slippery ass tires. This is like with fucking Brocks that I treat like fucking every other run. Like, they're sticky icky. And, so basically, that be it all said and everything, what happened was the bike just kicked the fuck out, and I came down so fucking hard, everybody that watched that crash thought I broke my shoulder. It wasn't my shoulder that made that noise, it was the fucking helmet exploding. Like, it was a fucking hard hit. And people that know me online and shit, like, basically, like, They seem to be a bit concerned about the whole story about it, because I always preach safety. I always preach basically like, you know, wear protection and shit. I've been riding fucking 30 something plus years professional. Well, okay, half of it I was professional. I'm no longer professional. Fucking washed up. That's pretty much it in layman's terms. Not no hobby rider like goddamn fucking Panza though, but. By the way, fucking that last video that fucking Panza put out, fucking douchebag city. That guy fucking like damn near killed 5 people. Fucking idiot. Even the dude that was wearing the helmet, he almost fucking died. Landed square right on the back of his head. Helmet, no helmet, fucking that's permanent fucking brain injury right there. Because that's like your brainstem. That's where all your shit's connected. Luckily, I hit on a temple, so basically my head looked kind of fucking funny for a couple days. It looked like fucking Rocky after a fight, you know, like, minus the bloody eye. I had veins sticking out of the side of my head for fucking almost 9 hours. Good times. But yeah, to get back on topic, but basically, like, yeah, so 30 plus years I've been fucking riding, and I've never went to a skate park and fucking ridden all day with no fucking protection. I say that because of the fact that occasionally, like, if I really, really, truly believe in the fucking bike setup, the deal is, like, I'll, you know, occasionally forget to bring my helmet into the bowl with me, and I'll fucking do, like, one run. Halfway through that run, I'll feel naked. That's, like, you know you require protection in your life when you feel naked when you don't have it on. Like, it, I have just started to not wear fucking shin and knee guards. Like, and I've been wearing them since, like, fucking the late 80s. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I am fucking, like, balls to the walls fucking in protection mode when I go to the fucking parks. Especially parks that I don't ride at. Like, the Riverfront Park here in fucking Spokane, Washington. I ride that one sometimes with, like, minimal protection, a.k.a. just a helmet. And, you know, it's fine and dandy. I don't get fucking too flang bangled on that fucking bowl because of the fact that, if you watch my videos, like, I only do, like, one line on that bowl. I mean, it's not like a scooter booter line where it's, like, across the bitch and out the other kicker on the other side. I actually roll the bowl, you know. It's a significant line, but it's so damn fast that I can do it faster than fucking most people can roll in and roll out of a bull. And that's me doing a couple laps. So, that being all said, like, basically, yeah, that's what's looking like it's gonna be, coming up, tomorrow. I might use tomorrow as a recovery day. I might not. Hell, I might even set out the ledge tomorrow. I might not. There's one thing that I do actually really want to do, and, I've been really meaning to, build another quarter. I really fucking need to. The deal is basically, like, if I can set up a quarter in my fucking garage, I don't have to worry about fucking doing skid stops and into the wall every single fucking time I'm setting up to fucking use the damn, grind line again. Because the way that my fucking, ledge is set up is I basically, like, I have it inside the garage. The garage is, like, 25 feet deep. The fucking, ledge is 20 feet long. I have enough fucking area at the end of the ledge that I could use a dolly to fucking pick the bitch up and put it on its wheels on the other side. And yes, the fucking thing holds straight. That's how well I built it. It doesn't fucking, like, noodle. It noodles a little bit. But lifting it up a foot and a half with the setup that I have on the dolly, basically, it doesn't touch the ground, and it rolls right out. It's like, basically, like, I roll a fucking 350 fucking pound ledge in and out of my garage, like, with the most ease. And it takes up my whole driveway. Like, my driveway is 30 feet long. It's designed for... I want to say, like, two and two halves, you know? You can put four cars on it, but you'd be parking like a douchebag and fucking holding up on the sidewalk. But yeah, the ledge goes all the way out to the sidewalk and practically all the way up to the top of the fucking, the driveway, so, the garage, you have just enough exit out of the garage to get a hop in, and you, you know, get on that ledge, and holy shit, somebody just gave me 99 likes on fucking, well, 99 plus likes on fucking, the tickety talk. I just got that notification as I'm talking. All right, look, just bring up that topic. Like, look. I got, like, fucking 60,000 plus fucking likes on that fucking account. It doesn't help me anymore when you fucking go in there and fucking give me like 200 likes. I it doesn't. Like, basically, like, my content's there so you can watch. I don't give any gratification for all these fucking likes people fucking send me. They're not watching my shit. I got diehard fucking fans that actually watch my shit and listen to my fucking talky-talky videos. Because of the fucking fact, at the end of the day, I'm former pro. And my words actually do matter a little bit because my perspective on BMX is completely different than a fucking hobbyist. It's just the way it is. Because, like, I look at Geo completely different than most people. Most people look at a goddamn bike and, like, man, I really like that color. Yeah, but what says that Geo is going to work for you? The problem is that basically most people go out there and they just buy fucking the color, you know, they buy it, you know, for the name, or they buy the fucking, the Sunday fucking, whatever that wave is called. I don't know. The fucking, their high dollar one. By the way, Sunday, get off your fucking high horse. No fucking goddamn frame is ever worth $500 fucking dollars. I can go call up Lard right now, and or Lyrid, and fucking have him make me a goddamn fucking custom frame for like $100 more than that, you fucking douchebag clowns. Like, one-off frame. Ain't nobody need no goddamn $500 sound wave. And if you ride a sound wave, you know, no hate or anything, but usually the people that like ride the other Sundays are the cool people. The people that ride the Sunday Soundwave, Darkwave, and fucking the other one that's underneath that one, the top three, they're all douchebags. Douchebags that can't ride. It's like basically the fucking idiots that ride around on Anthony Panza bikes. Two shorts and shit like that. Like fucking Devotion. I don't know. Fucking goddamn junky ass fucking cults. And like I always say, with cult, they only got one bike. One bike that fucking matters the most, and that's the fucking Walsh. If you're not buying a fucking Walsh from cult, you're doing yourself a big ass injustice because of the fact that basically it's not their high dollar frame and it's the best high quality frame that they actually make, unbeknownst to a lot of these fucking scooter booter retards. And the same notion goes with the goddamn Soundwave. You want to know the deal with the Soundwave is? Like, yeah, Odyssey makes a cheaper version of it. It's called the goddamn fucking BSD Freedom. Yeah. Now a lot of people are going to be basically coming at me and going, yeah, but the Soundwave fucking, the dropouts are a little bit longer. And I'm like, yeah, the dropouts are a little bit longer. But if you actually look at the geo of that bike, outside of the dropout, you could put the fucking axle in the same placement on both bikes. So and thus, in theory, they're the fucking same. And you can get Kawasaki green. Which, by the way, is the coolest fucking color I've ever seen on a bike for fucking the last 30 years. BSD did some cool ass shit. So, and by the way, like, after I give my daughter the fucking Lava Orange, aka the basketball bike, BSD Freedom, I'm gonna be building a fucking, a lime green fucking Kawasaki fucking Freedom. They're bright. Those pictures on their websites do not do it any justice. Because I'll put it this way. If you actually put the BSD or the Odyssey or their fucking full factory storefront in black mode, meaning like the outside bars and everything to the page are black, so that basically the pictures actually stand out more, that fucking Kawasaki green is bright as fuck. Like, having a white background does no justice for it. Like, basically, that is a bright-ass fucking frame. I've seen three so far that people have built. Because, like, people are still buying them and doing it the right way and, you know, basically saving up for parts instead of just fucking throwing their old shit on them. Which is fine and dandy and proper because of the fact that that's a nice-ass fucking frame. You'd be doing yourself an injustice by throwing old-ass piece-of-shit parts on it. But that being all said and everything, when it comes down to it, like, that's, like, the next off-brand of bike that I'm buying instead of Kink. But hopefully that happens quite frankly, sooner than what I expect. Let's see, messages. Hold on, I'm just looking at something really quick. Okay, it's not showing up. Son of a bitch. Alright, so, yeah. The next couple weeks are gonna be fucking hilarious. I'm coming off this fucking concussion, and I particularly really didn't ride that much this last fucking offset. But I got another offset coming on right now. Like, tomorrow starts my 5 days off. Technically, my 8 days off. I got an island day at the end. Like, basically, like, it's like one day I got to go back to work, and then I come back home, and I got two more days off. Getting that health care, I'm telling you. You got a lot of days off. If you ride bike, you get good health care, you get a lot of time off, you can travel the fucking country and ride all the parks you want. And because basically, like, most places in the United States you can get to in a day. And, so one thing that I always wanted to do was, like, live in the middle of the United States. That way, basically, like, in less than 24 hours, I can get to any park I wanted to. That's the reason why there's a lot of fucking BMXers that live in that area. Like, Chicago, like, god damn, they got a lot of fucking people that ride there. They got a lot of indoors, too. And for that matter, Chicago's probably the one fucking area in the United States that I know of that actually has a proper indoor fucking half pipe open to the public. I mean, they basically use it for skateboards because, you know, vert's dead for BMX, but they do allow people on BMX to ride that fucking vert ramp. But yeah, so it's just, I got a lot to look forward to this week. Plus, I got to buy some parts. I'm definitely a ways away from buying the next frame, aka the fucking come up or whatever the fuck it is. It's a the red and chrome one. Hopefully they did that paint a lot better than the fucking candy that they put on the fucking contender. Is that fucking candy over chrome? Well, it's brushed chrome on the fucking contender, but god, it chipped so fucking easy. It was horrible. Like, you just looked at it funny and it chipped. I fucking chipped that paint literally the first day I took it out. I was so fucking dissatisfied with myself. That's why if you, like, look at the early pictures of that thing, I got a fucking profile helmet sticker, like, on a top tube. It's because I fucking was setting my bars and my fucking Allen wrench, like, fucking fell out of the stem. God, it pissed me off. I was like, really? Fucking really? I just chipped the fucking paint, like, right there. Boom. But that's the reason why I like the BSDs. The BSDs are powder-coated from the factory. Like, it took me, I want to say 6 months before I fucking actually, like, chipped through the paint on that bike. And I fucking hit that paint many, many a time. And it was finally, like, I was doing, fucking, like, double peg stalls on fucking concrete. And I finally, like, you know, just, like, you know, just shot the bike way too hard into it one time. And I fucking chipped the shit out of the fucking, chainstay. It's all right. My daughter don't fucking mind. It makes her look like she rides her bike. By the way, I gave her homework to do, and she hasn't been doing it. So basically, like, when I go see her in October, I'm going to have to fucking forcefully get her to do the goddamn basic five in front of me. Which is going to be fun. Some father and daughter shit. I know she can do it. She's got my genetics. So basically, like, I know how I was when I was her age. And this is the deal. The difference between an athlete's genetics and a fucking common folk's genetics, like, fucking, aka just a breed. An athlete's fucking genetics, like, they're just active, you know? Like, that's all their body wants to do is fucking be active. And if you're not active, you're depressed. So if you feel depressed when you're fucking home alone and not doing anything, that just probably means that you're a fucking goddamn got athlete genetics in you. Get the fuck outside and go do some fun. The other people are fucking the non-athletes. They like fucking being indoors and fucking doing absolutely fucking jack diddly. Like, dude, I swear to God, like, fucking, I would have been a Kurt Cobain fucking if I had to stay in the house as long as I did. Like, that's the reason why, basically, if you actually watch my videos, halfway through the fucking recovery, I was still in a wheelchair, but I fucking, you know, grabbed one of the bikes off the wall, and I fucking scooted it out to the fucking garage and hopped on top of it, even though I couldn't even walk yet. Like, I could only put, like, 25% of the pressure on my fucking legs when I was on a bike riding. I mean, that says a lot. And because of that, like, basically, like, I went from not being able to walk to being able to walk in less than a week. I couldn't, like, you know, run or anything. Don't get me wrong. Like, even to this day, like, if I walk fast for, like, more than, like, 10 minutes, like, that one particular hip fucking binds up. And it's not because of the hip, it's because of the fact that basically sitting on my ass for, a fucking month and a half, not being able to fucking move, that shit fucking, weakened the, one of the muscle, I forgot what muscle the, sports therapist called it, but it's one of the significant muscles that basically holds it all together down there, and, that one's really weak. So basically, like, if I tilt my, foot the wrong direction, like, that muscle, like, fucking spasms still. And on top of that, it's one of the muscles that the nerve endings got cut when they were doing the surgery. So, that's one of the reasons why I didn't ever get trained back. And on top of it, basically, like, the sports therapist told me straight up, it's like, basically, because I'm a BMX guy, I don't use my feet in the way to actually train that muscle. Like, I got fucking, like, solid fucking, like, front muscles and everything in my legs, but my back muscles fucking, in the back of the legs, that sucks. Except for my, like, you know, calf muscles and shit like that. My calf muscles are huge. They're not huge compared to other people, but they're huge for my size. I'm, like, 5'6", and, like, fucking my calves are, like, fucking, 18 inches around. 18 or 20, I don't know, they're fucking huge. I want to say, like, 20 plus. They're pretty big. I don't have one of them goddamn tape measures right now to measure it, but I know they're huge. They're big enough that basically when I get, like, knee pads and shin guards, like, if they're the Velcro style, they never fit. Because I either got to go fucking a step up for one of the upper fucking Velcros and sacrifice another Velcro because of the fact that basically it's not going to, like, adhere to the other part. Because, like, my muscles teardrop really wicked. So, like, fucking, especially on shin guards, like, I can't clip the fucking, the lower fucking ones on usually when I get the proper size for the upper side of my fucking muscle. And a lot of people have been basically telling me to fucking get the slip-ons. And I've been thinking about it, like, but the problem with the slip-ons is they don't breathe. And, I get hot real quick lately. And, so maybe in the wintertime I'll try and do them. Because I normally am wearing insulated fucking jeans when I ride in the wintertime. Yeah, because I ride all year round. I mean, I wouldn't have lacerated my liver if I wasn't riding in December. Of all places and all times. But, that being all said, like, basically, I gotta find somebody to talk to on this shit, you know? I lose track of what the fuck I'm talking about. And, you think that it's, like, just the podcast thing? It's not. Like, this is me in reality. Like, basically, like, I'll be holding the conversation with somebody and fucking go right off left field, like, fucking... and it ain't because of ADHD. It's not, because I don't have ADHD. I just have fucking brain injuries. You can't be put in a fucking 3 week sedated coma and fucking get constantly knocked the fuck out, have broken record syndrome multiple times in your fucking life, and on top of that, basically, like, have two brain surgeries and shit, and not have fucking some sort of goddamn cutback in life that basically causes this shit. Ride hard, people. Because you can't ride hard all the time. And you can't ride hard all the way through your life. And trust me, it's worth it. Because right now I look back and I'm happy with what I did. Could I have done it even worse? Could I have done it even better? Yes. But what I did do, I was happy with. And, you know, like, basically, like, I sacrificed a couple years, don't get me wrong. And those years are the ones that I look back on and I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? I don't know, it was like, there was a couple years there that I thought I was, you know, I thought that basically, I could, you know, Jay Muir on it and just get the fuck out. And, like, I didn't. I lasted a couple years and, like, got right back in it. Like a cocaine addict, you know what I mean? Like, fucking first day out, going to back to the dealer, like, back on the wagon, you know? Fucking, yeah, give me, like, 2 8-balls, and then he's dead. Yeah. I still remember the first day back fucking riding after, like, a couple years off, and I crashed fucking miserably hard. It's no joke. Like, basically, like, if you're getting into BMX right now from a couple years off, just take it easy. Take it slow. You don't need to do aerials and shit like that to have fun. Just fucking go and carve a goddamn fucking park. Find that line that's fun. And whatever you do, stay the fuck out of the snake pits. God damn, those things will kill you. Like, if you're getting back into BMX and you've never ridden a fucking concrete fucking park, and you're fucking with your boys at the fucking local bowl, and you want to take the snake pit around the fucking inner bowl, if you don't have full bike control, because you look at the snake pit and you're like, oh, that's fucking easy, the problem is basically, like, if you don't do the snake pit properly, because, like, there's, like, areas of snake pits where you got to go from one side to the other side in flight to make it work, because you need to go wall to wall instead of using the fucking, like, jump, because you're not going to clear the next hump, and you're going to case, and you're pretty much going to basically paint the snake pit with your face. Painting meaning fucking you've basically rip the shit out of your face. Just take your time. Just take your time. There's no sense on rushing in because of the fact that basically, like, no matter what, you are going to be taking your time. Because you rush in, you ain't riding for a while after that, and basically, like, you get back onto it, you got more thought into it, and probably most likely you learned your lesson that first crash. Or you scared your shit the shit out of you and you don't want to fucking do it anymore. Don't be a quitter. This sport is fucking awesome. I don't know basically, like, where I'm going with the next year. And the next year is basically I might stay in this area, and, or we might be moving. And I never thought I'd say it. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to fucking get the fuck out of here. Riverfront is becoming boring to me. Like, it's no longer as fun as it was. Like, Riverfront basically is the same dumbass line over and over again. Even when I'm fucking there and I'm like, I'm gonna do different shit. I hop down in that bowl and instantaneously carve that first fucking corner, and I'm in that fucking goddamn groove, and I'm like, ooh, it feels great, and I just do the same damn line again. I'm like, fuck, man, that's not what I was planning on doing. And, but it is nice, occasionally, when I do actually break out of that fucking, that dealio and actually do some crazy shit. Crazy for me, it's not crazy for everybody else. Like, basically, like, the young guys, like, outride the living shit out of me now. I got too much fear. Like, basically, like, in the last, like, 3 years, I've fucking did so much damage to my body that basically, like, I don't want to fucking commit to fucking full sends anymore. I've done my full sends, kids. I don't need to be doing them now in my fucking 40s. Sorry. I'm not sending no 35-footers. Like, gap to me is, like, 5 feet now. And even that fucking feels scary. But, okay, I digress. So, like, basically, the plan of attack, though, for the next year, because I got the bike cave basically the way that I want it until I fucking move, because that is probably not going to happen. Like, probably I got, like, this next year is, like, the last year I'm going to be in this house. But this is the deal. I think that basically, when it comes down to the nit and gritty, I plan on basically using the bike cave as fucking product testing now. I got money. Don't get me wrong. I can buy basically any part that I want. I fucking bought G-Sport fucking hubs on a whim. It wasn't like no planned out thing where, like, you know, like, I gotta save up for it. No, like, fucking, I just went out and bought them. The one thing that I do want to test, though, is the We the People free coaster, and I want to get a Fly Bikes cassette. Those two wheel sets, I want. Like, I want those bad. But both are fucking hard as hell to get. Again, those are another fucking brand that basically you get over in Europe. Like I said, like, you know, like the euro is a fucking still a lot more than the goddamn fucking U.S. dollar. So, don't get it wrong. I mean, it's not cheap, but it still is cheap. Like, basically, like, fuck, what the hell is that tire company over there? Shit. Yeah, I'm trying to remember that. Well, okay, so I'll say it like this. There's that one tire company that's over there. Like, they basically, in the United States, they sell their tires for, like, $48 to $60 a pop. Over in Europe, like, you can get those same tires for, like, $20 U.S. Like, and they're folding. So, basically, you can pack your bag full of them. Come back over here and fucking put them on the fucking Facebook marketplace and fucking sell a little bit of shit out of them. I mean, it ain't gonna pay for your trip, but, you know, you're gonna make a fucking nice side buck. Is it gonna be worth it? No, not really. Because, like, you could have bought a lot of different other parts. Like, We the People parts over there are cheap. Fucking Fly Bike Company is really cheap. I can name a bunch more fucking companies that are over there. You got your Japanese fucking, bike manufacturers that are bespoke in the United States. When I say bespoke, I mean, like, fucking, like, we don't even know about them, you know? That's the most fucked up thing, is basically, like, everybody in the United States think they know about every single fucking brand out there, but meanwhile, they don't. Believe it or not, the Europeans actually know more about fucking brands than we do, because they got a fucking larger market over there. That's the reason why, basically, if you're on Facebook Marketplace and you're like, why the fuck does Europe got all the goddamn parts? It's not that they fucking bought them all from the United States. Like, they already had them, you know? That's where they got primarily shipped to. Like, if you want to get into Flatland Park or fucking goddamn freaking street, like, fucking Europe is where to go. That's hands down. Like, basically, like, they got the shit. I sound like myself back in the fucking 90s talking about West Coast. Now that I live on the West Coast, and I'm like, this sucks. But no, like, basically every single time I've ever been to Europe, like, basically their bike scene is fucking crazy. And we ain't talking them bitch boy wheelie bikes. We're talking, like, BMX dudes. They got parks for days. And the cool thing about it is everything's a train ride away. You know what I'm saying? Not in the United States. Yeah, you can go from the bottom and to the top of the UK, like, fucking like day tripping on a goddamn freaking, you know, railroad and fucking go to a goddamn park and fucking have a ball time of your life. You don't even need a car there. You can travel the whole goddamn country with no car. Just bring your bike. That's cool. But, you know, it is what it is. And you know, people want to fucking overlook it. And they don't fucking understand the whole goddamn endeavors of it. It was, sport fuck. Is like, Europe is where it's at. And the people that actually ride over in Europe that I actually follow and actually look up to, believe it or not, I look up to a lot of people over there. Even with my background, like, basically, like, that's where it's at. Like, those people are fucking great over there. They got great fucking product placement. They got great fucking product. They got fucking way more opportunity than we do. The only place second to that is Canada. Like, but the problem is basically, like, this COVID shit and, like, basically getting across the border is a pain in the ass. Well, not now. Like, you can get across the border now. Like, they opened up the borders, but still, it's like, fuck, Jesus Christ. With Pink Bike and stuff, for a minute there, like, nobody was shipping across the border. That's how bad COVID was. Like, it's fucked. But, alright, that being all said, we're at, like, fucking 51 minutes. That's going to be the digression of today's fucking podcast. I'll try and make another one in a couple days or whatnot. I'm terribly sorry that basically I, like, overlooked this thing a lot. It could be a lot better, but I don't really focus on the podcast. I mainly focus on that fucking, like, 12-year-old in me and do TikToks. But, you know, I'm not that douchebag that fucking needs the goddamn fucking... that TikTok experience. I do it for basically me. I just like fucking, I like sending the ideas out because of the fact that that's the only way that we're going to make people fucking understand and, know the logistics of BMX and understand the limitations of their fucking body. Like, a lot of people, they don't know their limitations of their body and they fucking full send shit. Next thing you know, they're fucking in a goddamn hospital asking everybody else for fucking cash. And that's wrong. Like, basically, like, look, if you didn't know that you could send it, but you sent that big-ass shit anyways, even though you didn't have a pre-up of fucking something smaller, you just fucking sent some big-ass shit expecting your fucking goddamn godlike body to fucking land it, and all of a sudden God came down and put the hammer on your ass, and you smacked the ground with, like, fucking a vengeance, that's on you, bud. And the reason why, like, modern folks are getting so fucking hurt lately is because you guys ride all fucking slow. Like, the bike itself is moving in the trick faster than you're in motion forward. Like, look at modern fucking, like, dirt contests, big air contests, and all that other shit. Even fucking mid-school riders that still ride today, like Texas Wade, like, fucking same goddamn scenario. Like, he's changed. He's still fast. Like, don't get me wrong, like, if he's riding certain parks, like that park down in Texas that he built, like, he rides fast. But like new parks and shit like that he's not aware of, he rides slow. And modern riders just ride slow in general. So the speed and full send, that wasn't the cool aspect of fucking the things that we did back in mid school. It's what completed the fucking task, because we had the inertia. And all you had to do is basically straighten the bike out to the direction that you were going, and you'd land whatever the fuck you wanted to. That's the reason why Mura fucking made fucking tricks out of failures, is because he pointed his bike in the direction that he was fucking falling, and he would just turn it into something else. I mean, fuck, look at that goddamn, like, that one situation where, I can't remember what X Games it was. It was either, like, 2004 or 2003. He landed funny, and then he fucking, like, literally, like, turned 90 degrees and fucking landed something else, and it should have been a complete washout, but for some odd reason, his tire is fucking stuck like glue. But anyways, we're gonna digress to that and fucking, like, I'll talk to you guys later on. It's 55 minutes. Love y'all.